Let's start at the Joyce Theater. There are a group of dancers from the Royal Danish Ballet, and they'll be performing starting tonight. What makes this event so unique?
Well, interestingly, the Royal Danish Ballet has a very specific repertory of ballets by a 19th century choreographer called August Bournonville, which aren't performed by any other company. And so they're bringing excerpts from his repertoire. And it's a very special kind of quality of dance that he created. These ballets are very intimate and egalitarian and in a way very Scandinavian. And they're based on Danish stories and folk tales and the travels of Bournonville.
Okay, so for people who are used to a certain style of ballet, they're going to see something different. Let's talk about what the specific works are that are going to be presented.
So they're going to be doing a program of excerpts. It's all to tape music, unfortunately. But the first half will be the second act of La Sylphide, which is a ballet about a farmer who is enticed into the forest by a sylph. And then the second half is all these dances from several ballets. One is set in Naples, one is set in Denmark with trolls. And they're all these kind of ensemble dances where people dance for each other and for the joy of it.
Now, the Mostly Mozart Festival at Lincoln Center starts this week as well, and it kicks off with a world premiere from choreographer Mark Morris. His company will also perform two works from its repertory, and one of them you seem to be really excited to see again.
Yes, well, V is from 2001, and I think it's one of his truly great works.
Why?
So partly its effect was when it premiered. It premiered about a month after September 11th, though, of course, it was made before that. It's very much a dance about being alive, about humanity, about the difficulties of life. It has this second movement where the dancers crawl on the floor. It's almost this image of despair, but then it introduces this theme of joy. So it's a very complete dance set to absolutely gorgeous music by Schumann.
And there's a world premiere.
Yeah, he's premiering a new work called Sport, and it's set to a piano suite by Satie from 1914 called Sport et Divertissement, which means sports and entertainment. And the pieces have titles like The Picnic, Tango, Racing, Le Golf. Given Mark Morris's sense of humor, he will certainly reference the themes of each piece.
Staying at Lincoln Center, the Film Society holds its annual Dance on Camera Festival. It starts this Friday and it runs through Monday. You've looked at the films that are going to be shown. What are you excited to see?
I think the big headliner is this biopic about the Cuban-born international ballet star Carlos Acosta. And it's called Yuli, which was his nickname as a child. And it was filmed largely in Cuba, where he's practically a national hero. And it's based on his memoir, No Way Home. Then there's a feature film called Mary, which is centered on a contemporary dancer and her struggle to balance her passion, her kind of obsession with her work, with the dramas of everyday life.
Is there a nice balance of documentaries and fictional films that use dance?
Yes, there's a huge range in the festival, and that's one of the things that makes it so interesting. There are programs of short films where dancers and choreographers get to really try out their imagination in new projects. And then there are films that show us dance situations in parts of the world that we know less about. Like, for example, there's a short documentary made by a group of survivors of sex trafficking in Kolkata, India. And they talk about and show how they use contemporary dance and improvisation as a means to unleashing their sense of self-worth and healing.
Marina Harse is WNYC's dance critic, and she regularly writes for The New Yorker and The New York Times. Marina, thank you.
Thank you.